Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our reading today comes from, or for our message today, comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as we continue our sermon series looking through 1 Corinthians and how it serves as a manual for the church. Paul writes here, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love." Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You know, there are so many things that we could do with a sermon entitled Love in the Church, and most of them are insanely uncomfortable and would probably cause you to walk out. Of course, after you sat through sermons about sexual immorality, marriage, and singleness all in a single month, I suppose you aren't liable to be chased off by another sermon on that same topic. But nevertheless, I'm still really, really glad that this sermon is not about that kind of love at all. Instead of the four Greek terms for love that we've talked about in sermons past, agape, meaning sacrificial love, philios, meaning brotherly love, storge, meaning friendship, and eros, meaning romantic love, today's sermon is about the least controversial of them all. After all, agape love is the one that Paul lauds in such incredible terms in our reading today from 1 Corinthians 13, which we read at practically every wedding, and which you can find on dozens of shirts, hundreds of greeting cards, thousands of stickers, all around. There can't be anything controversial or uncomfortable about 1 Corinthians 13 and the concept of sacrificial love, can there? Besides, that's what we promise to do at the end of worship every week when we say our mission statement, reaching out with the love of Jesus. So let's talk about what that love is. And first, I want you to think about the love that you have for others. Think about how much you love your spouse, your children, your family members. Think about your closest friends and the love that you have for them. Do you get angry or short with them? Probably. If you're a parent and you've had a child misbehave, I'm sure you've gotten upset and said some things that you wished you could take back about as soon as they left your mouth. If you're a child, you've probably gotten in trouble more times than you can count and caused your parents to say some things that they wish they could take back the moment they came out. I know I drove my parents crazy when I was a teenager, and my teenage years were kind of mild, at least from my perspective. Think about all the things that make your love challenging. Do you get frustrated when it feels like the people you love are ignoring you? I know I do. Do you insist on getting your own way in your relationships? Probably only every day. I don't want to cook tonight. Let's go out. You know what sounds really good for dinner tonight? Gambino's. Or, for our vacation this year, I'm thinking somewhere warm. You mean like Minnesota? That's because ours is an imperfect form of love. The love that we have for others is always going to be imperfect, is not going to reach up to or measure up to the love of God. The love that God has for us is perfect. Ours fails to come close. But Jesus, his love is perfect. Jesus is perfectly patient with his disciples despite their lack of understanding. How many times in the Gospels do we see Jesus teaching his disciples and they just don't get it? And so Jesus patiently explains one more time. Jesus' kindness to the crowds knows no bounds as he sets aside his own needs to heal and to feed and to serve, despite having done so for years on end already. Jesus bears and endures everything needful for those whom he loves, and not just bearing his loved ones' little foibles and enduring a poor meal. No, the true example of Jesus' love and endurance and bearing all things comes with the cross. Jesus patiently endured the cruelties and torments inflicted on him by those he came to love. In his kindness, he chose the humiliation of a horrible death, the death on the cross. Jesus bore all things, scourge and whip, a crown of thorns, mocking jeers, all to serve those whom he loved, to bring them to himself. He endured the agony of the torturous death on the cross for the sake of his love for us. And this is the love of Jesus, which he showed to us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Imagine it. Imagine what self-sacrificial love our God has for us. Imagine what great a debt of love the church owes to her master. Imagine if the church were to discharge that debt in her dealings with the world. That is what it means for us to reach out with the love of Jesus, not only here, but everywhere. But how do we do that? Well, the answer to that question is actually fairly simple. How do you show love to those in your life? How is it that you show love to your spouse, to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors across the street? That is how the church shows love. You show love to your wife by listening to how her day went. You show love to your husband by supporting him in his career. You show love to your children by attending their games and their concerts. You show love to your friend by spending time with them and doing things you both enjoy. In short, you show love to others by your actions. And the same holds true with the love of Jesus. You show Jesus' love to others also by your actions. There is a true statement that we are saved by faith alone, but faith is never alone. That is how Jesus' love is demonstrated, is that how faith is demonstrated is by actions. When you plant a field of corn, you expect to come back in September and find some corn, right? I mean, if you didn't, you probably wouldn't keep planting corn there. The same holds true with faith. You plant a field of faith, and you expect to come back and find some of the fruits of faith in evidence. And the fruit of faith boils down to loving actions. You show the love of Jesus by giving a friendly smile to someone who is lonely. That is reaching out with Jesus' love to that person. You can show the love of Jesus by sitting with someone who is new in church and helping her to follow along in the worship service. You can show the love of Jesus by volunteering to tutor an underprivileged child so they can get better grades. Or by donating your time and resources to disaster relief. Or by donating your time and your to help and support the church. And sometimes, hopefully often, your other relationships are also colored by the love of Jesus that is in you. Showing Jesus' love to those in your family, that is what truly binds the family together. Husband and wife's love for each other is imperfect, but Jesus' love reacts with their own love to bring them together perfectly as one person. When you as a parent are inclined to become angry at your children, you remember the love that your Heavenly Father has for you, love which forgives all your sins and enables you thereby to forgive your children. Though your Heavenly Father is sad when you sin, He continues to love you. Though you rebel against Him, He does not disown you. The love that God has for you steadies and enables you to show greater love to your children than you perhaps feel in the heat of the moment. The love of Jesus also colors your relationships with friends, with neighbors, helping you to show them that God loves them even more than anyone else is able to. And of course, it also colors our relationships within the church, helping you to bear with and endure with those around you in the pews, even when you have disagreements. It is incredible what people can do when motivated by the love which God, our Heavenly Father, has shown to us. He loved us so much that He created us, knowing that we would sin against Him and break His heart over and over. He loved us so much that He sent His Son to become a human like us, to live a perfect life for us, and die a criminal's death to forgive us. He loves us so much that He sends His Holy Spirit into our lives to remake us into His image, to show our imperfect reflection of His love to those around us. When motivated by that incredible love, it's amazing what we can accomplish. Because of God's love for them this year, our quilters tied 60 quilts, most of which will go to Lutheran World Relief to be distributed around the world wherever they're needed. Places like Puerto Rico and the Caribbean Islands, which are still suffering from the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. Places like Mexico, which have been rocked by earthquakes. Places where people have lost everything and have only the kindness and loving actions of others to rely on for warmth. It is because of Jesus' love for them that our LWML ladies collect so many canned goods and toys and toiletries so Community Health Ministry can distribute them to those who are in need. And ultimately, it is only because of Jesus' love for us that we are enabled to reach out with the love of Jesus to those who need to experience His love through us. Now may that same love of Jesus keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord unto life everlasting. Amen.